Yesterday we mentioned the Mishnah in Maseches Nida that a tinek ben yomechad ha'horga neragolov, that if you kill him you chayv misen. So doesn't the Mishnah contradict Rab Shimon ben Gamliel? The Gemara says halachic Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says only if you kill him after 30 days. Kol shloshal shloshim yom is a suffix neifel. So the answer is no. The Gemara keeps on saying if you do a shekol lechadoshav, if you know for sure that it was a full term pregnancy, whatever that means. According to the Ramah Bismanas, that means into the beginning of the ninth month. According to some opinions in the Gemara, the Rishonim, it means at the end of the ninth month, 9 full months of 30 days each. It was Yadur, Shekol Lechadoshav. Then Rav Shimon Gamliel's din doesn't apply. The only time he considers it a Sofek, if the baby dies within 30 days, is if any Yadur. You don't know whether Kol Lechadoshav or not, so you need 30 days to be Mevar, that is a Chai. So the Mishnah mentions also that a tinek yomecho, a tinek ben yomo, is able to yarshin. What do you mean is able to yarshin? Even if a person dies, let's say, if Yitzchak Avinu would die before Avraham Avinu, it didn't happen like that. Let's say Yitzchak Avinu dies before Avraham Avinu. So the Gemara has an expression that Yitzchak is Yorish Bekever, even though he already died before the Meirish, Yorish Bekever lahanchel to the children. So the Gemara says in Yesh Noichlem that it depends. Most of the Yerushas are like that, and once in a while it's not like that. Sometimes the din is that a person is not Yorish Bekever. Okay, the Gemara in the Yesh Noichlem has different cases. So here the Mishnah says that a tinek ben yemechad, even though the baby is only one day old, he gets a Yerusha. So the Rambam quotes the din that in order ha'horga neragol, in order to be chayim misa, in order to observe avelus, you have to know that it was kol lechadoshav. Any yadusha, whether it's kol lechadoshav or not, then the din is like Rab Shimon Gamliel. We consider it a suffix. And by Yerusha, the Rambam does not write like that. Rambam just quotes the din. Tinek ben yom echod is yoyresh lahan chalim to those yorshim that he wouldn't yarshim bekever lahan chal to them. So that's what the Magen Mishnah deals with. That first Magen Mishnah, Nilchus Yibam L'Chalitza, deals with that kash. How come the Rambam thinks that the din of Rav Shimon Gamliel only applies to Ritzeach, that Ritzeach is only Chai Misa, if the baby survived 30 days, and Avelos, he only observed Avelos if he survived 30 days, when he get to Chalitza? How come by Yerusha the Rambam... The Rambam doesn't write that if it's any Yadush and Kol HaKadosh, he should consider it a Sveik of the Dina, whether he's an Eifel or a Chai. So that's what leads the Magen Mishnah to give his whole Chiddush in there. He says that he thinks, according to the Rambam, the whole Dina, Rav Shimon Gamliel is only Midr Rabbanon. And they introduced it Midr Rabbanon Lahachmir by Chalitza. Means that if a man died and the only child that he has is a little infant, that didn't even survive 30 days, and then the infant dies within the 30 days, then we'll say, we'll be machmir by the Rabbana to treat that infant, to treat that little tinek as if it was a nefo, and to require chalitza. And the whole din is only with the Rabbana, so if niskatcha lekoyen, so then the Gemara says, we're mekel, we would be mekel in such case, because you'll asa lebailam, you'll asa the yevama lebailam. So the Magen Mishnah says, since the whole din of Rav Shimon Gamliel is only Midr Rabbanan to begin with, and the whole motivation to introduce it was really only the Ikar place where they made it was by Chalitza to introduce a Chumrah, and in order to introduce that Chumrah, they had to introduce a Kula, that a Horga ain't an Eragolov. If you kill the infant who didn't yet survive 30 days, you're not Chaymis. And then they threw in a Kula by Avelus, you really should observe Avelus. Mikrad din, we assume that Raif Lodis are not Nephilim. But in order to observe this Chumrah in order to introduce the Chumrah by Chalitza, you want to require Chalitza by the woman if the baby dies within 30 days. So they felt compelled to make a Kula by Ritzeach, that he's not Chayim Misa, he's off the hook, and a Kula by Avelus. But then he says they couldn't introduce a change in the dinim of Yerusha, because which way is going to be the Chumrah? What's going to be l'chumrah? Whatever is a chumrah for one is a kula for the other. So what are they going to make? A light plug that whenever a little infant dies within 30 days of being born, we're always going to treat it as if it's a suffix nefel, and we'll treat it like a suffix by Yerusha also. So the Magen Mishnah develops a klal. he says that to change a din deraisa by mammon, you have to have a good reason in this case. You can't tell me I have a reason. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wanted to introduce the chumra by chalitza. So in order to introduce the chumra by chalitza, it should make sense. He had to change a din midirabbanan. He had to change the din by retzeach, that a horga ain't an eragolov, unless it was yodua shekol lechadosh. He had to change the din by yerusha, he had to change the din by avelas, that you don't observe avelas if the baby dies within 30 days. But he says to change the din in Didi Mominis by Yerusha, because you want to make a chumra by chalitza, you have no right. Because you want to make a takon over there, a chumra over there, so you have no right to change the din in Didi Mominis. Didi Mominis, you have to have a good cause, you have to have a good reason in this case. It's interesting, the Gemara says in Yevamis that any takona de Rabbanon and Didi Mominis, the mechanism, how it works, is easier to understand. Hefke bezna hefke. That we all understand. Sometimes they made dinim derabbanan by yisa v'heter, so sometimes they're not so easy to understand, like eidechot by meis bailo. How does it work? Yishoch b'yar chachamim, only to make chumras, mishmartim as mishmarti, asum mishmaris le mishmarti, aseis yog l'tor to make a chumra. How do they have the right to make a kula? So all the rishonim break their heads. How does it work? It's complicated. But in Didi Mominis, it's easy. The mechanism is easier to understand. Hefke bezna, hefke afartik. But the Magen Mishnah says, he doesn't point this out, but the second half he says, the tzorech, the mecha takona, in Didi Mominis has to be a tzorech here. You can't change a din in Didi Mominis because there's a tzorech over there, by chalitza. The real tzorech for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's din was by chalitza. And because of chalitza, they tampered a little bit with the din by retzeach, that a horga ain't an eragol, unless you do a shekol chadosh. And they tampered a little bit with the din by avelis, they knocked off the chiv avelis. Yesh koach laka b'shevi al tase. But they can't tamper with din imamanis because they didn't have a reason in Hilchas Yerusha. The reason is over there in Hilchas Chalitza, so they can't change the din in din imamanis. It's an interesting Magen Mishnah.
Well, what if it's a 7-month-old thing? Everyone agrees you need 30 days. Would that have a...
Everyone agrees that one?
Doesn't everyone agree there that you need 30 days in order to ascertain that?
In the Gemara, it's not so. The Gemara assumes that a 7-month baby is normal. In the days of the Gemara, they thought that there are two... We don't understand. Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ritva that no one understands what this means. But in the days of the Gemara, they assumed that there are two types of pregnancies. There's a 7-month pregnancy and a 9-month pregnancy. So the 7-month pregnancy, the Gemara says, everybody, the Gemara needed, says, everyone agrees, Yoledes l'shiva, Yoledes l'mekutoin. That's normal that she should have the baby into the beginning of the 7th month. But if it's a 9-month pregnancy, then it's a agansa machlokes in the Gemara, and it's a sveka d'din and the Rishani, whether Yoledes l'tisha, Yoledes l'mekutoin, or not Yoledes l'mekutoin. And that's what the Ramo says, the Bizman Hazeh, quoted the Chulas HaRashbeitz, the Tashbeitz, that the Bizman Hazeh is perfectly normal that Yoledes Tisha is also Yoledes L'mekutoin. If a woman has a baby in the 8th month, so that's what the Gemara says, you're not sure, is it a post-mature, the Tanoim hold it, the two kinds of pregnancy, is it a post-mature 7-month baby or is it a premature 9-month baby? So the Gemara says, if you see that the baby has a lot of hair developed on its head and the fingernails are grown, so you know that it's a post-mature baby. Let's say a woman has a baby after she was carrying the baby for 10 months. So the baby is going to come out much more developed. You can tell if it's posted. You can tell by looking at the baby. And the baby is going to sit up earlier and talk earlier. Everything is going to be earlier because it was developing. It reaches a point that the doctors say it's not healthy to keep on carrying the baby, so then they're going to induce labor. But just to be to carry the baby for next month, that's healthy. So the Gemara says, if you have a ben shmoina, sometimes you can tell by nigmaru sairov itziparnov that is a post-mature 7-month baby. So then it's a bar kayama. But if you don't see the simanim, the baby is born in the 8th month, so then the Gemara considers it a nepho, unless the baby survives till the age of 20. That's what we were talking about yesterday. That's the Gemara Yimamas. What the Chazanish said is, man, the doctors have an incubator, so after they say the baby is as healthy as any other baby, so then it's considered a bar kayam. Yeah, the Gemara says that rive of the premature babies, the ruba of the premature babies will die. So the Gemara says you consider that Ben Ches as Muktzah. Tinek that's born in the eighth month is, unless it has Nigmar Asarev Tziparnov, and you know that it's a post-mature seven-month pregnancy. But if it's a premature nine-month pregnancy, which we would assume it is, because you don't have these simon and nigra sarvitzi parnov, so then the ruba is that he's not going to survive till the age of 20. So you consider the baby as if he's already a mace now, and a mace is considered muktzah. That's the last mishnah in the Masechta, that you're not allowed to close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos, because the four categories of things that are not muktzah, odu v'kevah mochel mamashkim, the four things that are makabel tumah, odom has to be alive. Once the body is dead, so it's a piece of junk, it's a piece of garbage, or it's muktzah. So the Gemara considers the tinek ben shmaina as a muktzah. You're not allowed to handle the baby on Shabbos. The mother's going to handle the baby all week long in the hope that she'll nurse him and she'll take care of him, and he may survive till the age of 20. There's a far chance that he may survive till the age of 20. And the Gemara says, what's on Shabbos? She can't handle the baby at all. So the Gemara says, imoi, the mother, shocha olav, she should lean over without handling, she should try to nurse the baby without handling the baby, because he's muktzah. You know, sheikh olav v'meni kosoi, she should nurse the baby mipnei ha-sakona. That's on kuf lamed hey amad alav onem, mipnei ha-sakona. So the two pshotim there on the Gemara. Rashi says mipnei sakona for the mother. It's a sakona for the mother. Tosi says it's mipnei ha-sakona. Tosi says it doesn't have to be a sakona. If the mother is in great pain, that she's not expressing the milk, so when Mekel to do a malacha shein tzvicha lugufa, a makam tzara lagoz b'rabbanon, that says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Yerushalayim rule like that. It's this tesis, mevdibra maschal pnei asakana, to squeeze out, to pump out the milk, that it should be hoylech le'ibud. The malacha of choylev on Shabbos is only minatar, it's a tzvicha lugufa, only if you're going to use the milk. You're not going to use the milk, hoylech le'ibud, so then it's only the rabbanon, because ain't tzvicha lugufa. So makam tzara lagoz b'rabbanon. So that's what Tosis is bothered with the kasha. Lo yode rashbo, my year, now it's a kafi lo hale, it's a rabbi alma muta, because ain't svicha la gufa. That's Tosis' kasha, because Tosis understood that ne'a sakana with names, ne'a sakana sa'im, that the mother is bisakana. Yeah. That is Rashi by Yos says, ne'a sakana with ne'a shechol of harbi, bidadeo, and mevi'a le de chodi. What does the Bach tell you? What letter is it in the Bach? Letter base. If I'm not mistaken, it says letter hey. It should be ois base in the Bach. So he says, Uba Masechus Yibam is daf pei, Pirish Hashem, Mishum Sakona Shneim. That's a Shaila. Why not say Sakona Savlad? There is a far out chance that the baby will survive till the age of 20. Bizman Azeh, you put the baby in incubator for it's a very strong chance. But Bizman Azeh, there is a far out chance that the baby will survive till the age of 20. So then why not say it's a sofik sakana? In both directions, let's say someone is deathly sick on Shabbos and you want to drive him to the hospital. Driving a car on Shabbos on Balocha deraisam havara. Driving on Yom Tov is only midirabbanan. Moilereish, because you ignite the fuel. Driving on Shabbos is on Balocha deraisam havara. So let's say the person is deathly sick. Odds are he's going to die anyway. Highly unlikely that we're going to save his life even if we get to the hospital. Well, the odds are that he's going to survive anyway, even if you don't take him to the hospital. So you don't go Basarif to say, Ben Kovako is going to survive, but Ben Kovako is going to die. So what are we wasting our time? What are being Mechal Shabbos to take him to the hospital? It's Lamala Velamur, but he's going to survive anyway, he's going to die anyway. You don't say like that. That's the Gemara, the end of Yuma, the Gemara, the end of the first parak in Ksubis. The Gemara says, Lehocha b'pkoch nefasha sachar harayif. Yeah, but sometimes if you have, the Chassam Sofer says, if you have Echad Mini Elef, if you have one chance, Echad Mini Elef Alfei Alofim, if you have one chance in a million that he's going to survive, the odds are 999,000 to one that he's going to die. So then it's so far-fetched, then you do go Basarav. So this is a shayla over here. How far-fetched is it that the Ben Ches will survive till the age of 20? That'll turn out that he's a Bar Kayama. So the Rashi over here, Rashi and Tosan Ardaf, the paragraph Laz and the Mila, understand that Ima Shochol of Meni Kosa, she should nurse the baby from the Asakana because of her. She's in pain. So, and Tosan says you don't have to have that, she should be Bisakana, just Sakana Schaili. Rashi and Yibam is daf pei. That's what the Gemara says. It's only a vlad bar kayama if he survives till the age of 20. That's in Yibam is on daf pei. So Rashi there learns even sakana seuber is also decha shabbos. It's not one chance in a million, billion, zillion, trillion. It's not so far fetched. Maybe the child will survive. The pashtus is that the child will not survive. So you should treat the child as if he's mukze. You shouldn't really handle him unnecessarily. But whatever you think is necessary to save his life, so that you're allowed to do, because there is a far-out chance that...
His tzar also could be hungry.
His tzar what?
He's also hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a baby.
A baby is hungry could probably lead to a sakana. Probably an adult hungry. So nothing will happen. Baby's going to start crying his head off, so that could lead to a sakana also. So that's the shaila. Are you concerned about the sakanas havlad when it's a ben ches? Is it so far-fetched? Did the Tanoim consider it so far-fetched, like echad mini elef alfei alofim, that the Chassam Sofer says that that's not called a suffix sakana?
Nowadays, probably, is it because they're putting in the incubator.
Incubator.
Happens all the time.
Yes. That's what the Chazanish says. Today is normal.
No.
Today, because the odds are, the likelihood is that you are going to save his life. Yeah. So the whole thing doesn't apply today. Yeah. That Chassam Sofer, that's a tshuva that's quoted by the Pischei Tshuva. That's a tshuva to Rav Tzihirsh Chayis, to the Maritz Chayis. Maritz Chayis had a lot of maskilim in his community. So he corresponded to the Chassam Sofer that Mendelssohn raised the possibility, Moshe Mendelssohn raising the possibility, and the Maskilim liked this idea. The government made a law that you're not allowed to bury anybody until 72 hours went by since they signed the death certificate, because the doctors were making mistakes. They were burying people who were still alive, and they were killing them. So the governments and a few countries, some countries they still have the law in Europe. I think Switzerland, no? I think they still have the law. They don't let you bury unless 72 hours went by. So the Jews want to bury Kovetik Brenda Mayomos, they have to take the body to a different country, because some of the governments in Europe don't allow them to bury within 72 hours. So the Shaila was, should we observe this Dina de Mahusa? Because against the Din HaTorah. The Din HaTorah says, Kavtik Berena Bayamahu. So Mendelssohn raised the possibility that we should, Maritz Chayis sent the Shaila to the Chassam Sofer, maybe we should follow the Din of the Machusa, because in Talmudic literature you also see in Maseches Smachos, which is from the days of the Goinim, so they have a story related that someone was visiting in the cemetery, and there was an ohel on top of someone's grave, and the one who was visiting here is knocking on the door, get me out of here, they buried me alive, let me out of here. So you see from the Gemara, you see from the story in Maseches Machos that such a thing is possible. So if it's possible, so even if it's a far-fetched suffix, the Gemara says, L'hoch b'koch nefoshes achar haroib, so we should be mevatel amitzvah kavetik b'renem ayamahu, to make sure that you save a person's life. So the Chassam Sofer makes fun of the Maritz Chayis. All the tshuvas in the Chassam Sofer, it says who the tshuva is to. This one, it doesn't say who the tshuva is to, because he writes in the middle, are you an apikoris or something? What's the matter with you? It's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says you have to bury the guy in the same day. How do we know that this tshuva was to the Maritz Chayis? Because Maritz Chayis is very proud of his correspondence with the Chassam Sofer. So he published the Sefer Tsefer, my correspondence with the Chassam Sofer. So he prints his shaila that he sent, and he prints the letter of the Chassam Sofer, so it's obvious. The letter in the Tshuvas of Chassam Sofer, it's paragraph by paragraph, relates paragraph by paragraph to the letter of the Maritz Chayis. It's clear that that it was sent to him. So the Chassam Sofer says, the fact that the Maseches Machos records such a story is like in the newspaper that they sell in the A&P, the National Enquirer. So they write crazy stories. I remember seeing once I was waiting at the counter in the A&P, so I saw the headlines that they were delivering a hesped in a church over a dead body, and then the guy wakes up in the middle of the hesped and he says, what are you saying, a hesped? I'm still alive. So the fact that they write it up on the first page in the National Enquirer means that it happens once in 100 years. It's a rare, once in 500 years, a rare story. So that's what the Chassam Sofer writes. The fact that the Maseches Machos mentioned such a story means that it's so rare, it happens once every 500 years or something like that. It's not such a common thing. Aye, but it's still a Sofik Sakana. So he says, a Sofik Echad Mini Elef Alfeil Dafim. When in a million, that's not called a Sofik Sakana. It has to be a reasonable Sofik Sakana. We mentioned that this is in contradiction to what his Talmud, Marmshik, writes about Metzitza B'Peh. He insists that you have to have Metzitza B'Peh Dafke. And the Gemara said that Metzitza Mishum Sakana, aye, but the doctors today say that the first is all Mishnah's quotes, the doctors say that now that we have the antiseptics, they'll Sakana. So he says the doctors only know medical information based on on the data that they have. So they have so many cases. How many circumcisions did they perform? 5,000, 500,000, a million. Maybe if they'll do 2 million circumcisions, maybe one baby will die because of lack of mitzitza. If it's a sechel, safik echad mini elef alfei alafim, it's also called a darukula. It's also called the safik sakana. So that mashal that he gives is exactly in contradiction to what the Chacham Sofer says. Chacham Sofer says that the Torah says that the coveting bread of a Yamahu. So we have a tradition, the Chevra Kadisha waits 15, 20 minutes after the guy stops breathing, and then they start preparing him for Kvura. Why 15, 20 minutes? Because maybe he's going to come to in the first 15, 20 minutes. But if he doesn't come to, and the body's already cold, and there's no pulse, and the body is there's no warmth of the body, so be yodua that he's dead. It's a far out chance. Echad mini elef alfei alafim, it's one chance in a million, so the halacha doesn't consider that. So that Chassam Sofer contradicts to what his Talmud wrote, what the Maram Shik wrote. So that Chassam Sofer is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Pisrei Tshuva. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of kovetik bread and vayomahu, it's on the bottom of the page, Pisrei Tshuva quotes this whole hullabaloo that they had. Maybe we should follow the din of the Malchusa. The Chassam Sofer says that's ridiculous. We have a tradition. When the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to bury a mace, he must have told him what's the definition of a mace. The definition of a mace is if you stop breathing and you wait 15, 20 minutes and the body is cold, it's not warm anymore. So that's the definition of a mace. Either there's a far out chance that he's going to come to. So he says, you don't have to worry about that. Because the Maariv Chayyim quotes from the Mor and the Ruchim. You see, if you don't know the letter that the Maariv Chayyim sent to the Chassam Sofer, so you don't understand what the Chassam Sofer. Start quoting a Mar Nevuchim from outer space, because the Maariv Chayyim sent him a letter. He quoted him the Mar Nevuchim, and every paragraph in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer corresponds paragraph by paragraph to every paragraph in the letter that the Maariv Chayyim sent him. So the Mar Nevuchim quotes from Galen, who was a Greek doctor, I think. That Galen records that they have a medical history that a person once died, and the body was sitting around 3 days, and after 3 days he wasn't breathing for 3 days. And after 3 days, he came out of the coma after 3 days. So you see that such a thing is possible. A person is not breathing for 3 days, then he comes to. So the Chassam Sofer writes, that's once every 1,000 years, something like that. Once every million bodies that are going to die is going to happen. It's so uncommon, you don't have to be worried about that. So that's the Shiloh over here. Mipnei Sakana means Sakana of the mother, because the mother is Bitzar. So nursing is a melacha shein tzvicha l'gufa, because it's going to be hoylech l'ibud. Or do you say? it's not only the sakana of the mother, the sakana of the infant is also deicha Shabbos, because there is a far out chance. That's the question: how far out is the chance that you're going to have the baby survive by a ben ches? That's the machlokes. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe they talk about this. Would that be probably a machlokes? Those are something about it.
Yeah, that's by Gozes. I mean, what's the malacha by Cholev? There are different opinions. Yeah, some Rishonim hold that the malacha by Cholev is Gozes. The Pashta says that we don't hold like that. Yeah. What's the tzvicha legufa by Gozes? So Tosis says, are you going to use the hair or the nails that you cut off? And the Rabban says, either, since you're separating one thing from another, It's either tzvicha legufa of the one or the other.
So why wouldn't that apply to other malachas? Even if it wasn't gozin, why wouldn't that apply to other malachas? Meaning, but she's made after herself, and she was bitzar, and now she's not. So according to the Ramban, it should be a divorce,
no? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. That's only by gozes. That's a shadow. What's the definition of gozes? What's the ika malach of gozes, and how do you determine what's called tzvicha legufa? But pecholev, the pashtus is not so. Pecholev, the pashtus is not mitam gozes.
But even if it's not mitam gozes, still, like, one of the ika functions of cholev, a lot of times even for an animal, is to relieve the tsar, no? But especially in the woman in this situation.
Yeah, but we assume that that's called a tzvicha legufa. That's what Taisa said. I don't think the Ramban. Right. Yeah. I don't think the Ramban is going to disagree here. I don't think so.
Does the same apply to Lokalulu Kadashim as Benchmine?
Yeah. Benchmine means Lokalulu Kadashim. That's what it means. Yeah. If it's Nigmar Asara, but Tziparnav, then we assume that it's a post mature Ben Zion. That's how the Gemara would assume. But if it's Lo Nigmar Asara V'Tziparnav, then it's Ben Shmaya is a Lo Kol HaChadoshev. That's exactly what it is.
In the Sefer here, I see holds Pesach Mordechai that if you wait enough time when the baby's already Bavir Oilam, if you wait enough time until Kol HaChadoshev, so then you're allowed to, then it's considered a Ben Kayam. So you're allowed to be Mechalol now because he might be... might reach that stage of
but the Gemara says you have to wait till the age of 20.
I think the Mordechai says you just have to wait until
another month
until he's out.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means. It's against the Gemara. Your mom is daf pei. You have to wait till he reaches 20. I don't know the Mordechai.
Until 20.
Yeah. That's how the Gemara assumes. It's mukta till 20. It's a pella. If the guy's already living so long, how can it be a suffix knife? I don't know. Mustama means a shvach. If he's walking around, running around, playing football, how can you say he's a suffix mace? I don't know. We don't understand mechalal how the Gemara held that there are two types of pregnancies. 7-month pregnancy, 9-month pregnancy. The Gemara talks about it so much. The doctors of recent generations don't know. The Ritva says we don't know what it means, and Shulchan Aruch says we don't know what it means. So this whole Gemara we discussed, whether it's a Vadais or Lakvusha, Sofik or Lakvusha, right? The Gemara has on the bottom of the Daf, 6 lines from the bottom, Amar Abasi, the Sveka Dina, whether we pass like Rav Asi, Machlokes Amram, Kol Sheim Tmei Leida, Anim Alishmana, Anim Tmei Leida, and Anim Alishmana. The Gemara has on the top of Amid Beis, the Gemara says 6 lines from the top. Haba Hatalia. What's Haba Hatalia? When is the Mila Decha Shabbos? If there's a Din of Shmini. If there's no Din of Shmini, then the Mila is not Decha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, it's Haba Hatalia, these two Dinim. And the machlokes amarayim between Rav Asi and Abaye is when you look in Chumash in Vayikra and Parshas Tazria, so it says when a baby is born, so you have Yimei Tumah and Yimei Tahara. If it's a baby boy, there's 7 days Yimei Tumah and 33 days Yimei Tohar. Even if she sees Dam, she's Tohara. And if it's a baby girl, there are 14 days Yimei Tumah, even if there's no Dam. Even if it's what we call a lady of Eshta, there was no Dam at all. That's highly unlikely. How can it be? The Uber rips out, there's a bucket full of them. Of course, there's a ton of them. But the Gemara says, theoretically, Rashi and Chumash quotes the Gemara increases, theoretically, even if it would have been a lady of Eshta without a drop of blood, the lady itself is Matami, the woman, so she's Tmei for 14 days, and then when she goes to Mikvah, then she'll be Tahara for the next 66 days, even if she has a dam with a maratomi. And then the Torah says, she's by baby boy, she's Tmei 7 days, Tahara, dam Tahara for 33 days, and then it says, so Rav Asi holds that it's totally zebezeh. The din is that you need shmini, and therefore shmini is the mila is decha Shabbos. Oh, but Hotalia, mila is decha Shabbos if the din is that you require mila bishmini. So that's only a theme of the male later, if you have the beginning of the parsha. What's the din of a yoytze doifen? So that there's a perik yoytze doifen, and masechas nido. So there's machlokes satanoim. Reb Leizer and the Chachamim, where we rarely paskin like Reb Leizer. Reb Leizer Shamutihu, he was from the Beis Shammai, so we don't accept his opinion. The Gemara there in Nida quotes, in the first parak in Nida, the Gemara quotes there four cases in Taurus where we paskin like Reb Leizer, a big chiddush. Usually Reb Leizer Shamutihu, we don't paskin like Reb Leizer. So here also we don't paskin like Reb Leizer, that if a woman had a Yetzi Deifin, a cesarean, so then she's not chayav is to bring a kod. Everything in the parsha doesn't apply. It says ishik zeh v'yolda zach. V'yolda means a normal leida. If it's a yetzei daifen, so there's no yimei tuma, there's no yimei tohar, and there's no chayav to bring a korban. That's how we paskin. Yeah, what's the definition of a yetzei daifen? So yetzei daifen doesn't only mean they cut over here and the baby doesn't come out there acharechem. What if the baby did come out there, harechem, but they cut on the side, and then the doctor sticks his hands in and he pulls the baby out? So the post came right that that's also called yotzidefi. Yotzidefi means whenever the rechem didn't push out the baby with its natural forces. Usually when they use forceps, so usually the forceps they use after the head already came out, it's already yotzerosho, and the woman's having a little difficulty, so then they straighten out the whole body. But since the baby's already yolud, Yotzerosha is already kecha yolud, so it's yolud, so the leida was done by the rechem pushed out with a natural force. But let's say the doctor cuts, the woman is having difficulty, nothing came out, so the doctor cuts on the both sides, and he puts his hands in. Sometimes he puts his hands in and takes the baby out. That's also called yetzidef, even though the baby came out derech harechem. Sviri Yesh has a tshuva about this, and the Avdei Neza has tshuvas about this, the Raga Tshuva has about that. That's the definition of Yetzi Defin. Rav Henkin had a Shita Mechudeshes, which is not the accepted opinion, that if they induce labor, since the Rechem didn't push out the baby on its own, you injected a chemical, and the injection of the chemical triggered the Rechem to push it out, so that's also called Yetzi Defin. So the Bris wouldn't take place on the Shmini. Yeah, but that's not the generally accepted opinion. That's not the accepted opinion. When the Rabbinical Council of America wanted to reprint the Madrich, the little handbook that the rabbis use, what to say at a funeral, what to say in an unveiling, what to do by a bris mila, pinyan ben. So one of the rabbis in recent years, around 20, 30 years ago, not so recent, one of the rabbis decided he's going to put in more halachas. So he put in this psak from Rav Henkin. So everybody was screaming, what are you, crazy? Nobody follows Rav Henkin on this, that if you induce labor by injecting a chemical, so that's called also yetzidefen. The chemical causes the body to push out the uber, so that's not called yetzidefen. So this is a machlekes in the Gemara. Is there such an interdependence? In the Chumash, that's the way it's written. So Rabasi says, kol sheinim et me'eleido, the Mila ain't an Imel Lishmoina, and the Mela is not Decha Shabbos. And Abai disagrees with him, and he says, Daris Arishanim Yachichu, two lines from the bottom of Kuf Laminem, and Om Alei Abaye. So Abai argues with the Ravasi. How can you say that? From the days of Avram Avinu until the days of Maimon Har Sinai, there was no din of Tumas Yoledes. So Daris Arishanim Yachichu, they used to perform Bris Mila on Yom HaShmini. Avram Avinu was told, Hasni on Shmini. And so you see that there is a din of Shmini. Even though Afal Pi Sheini Mitmeyaleina, Nima Lishmaina, Amalei, so Abasi responds, Nitna Torah Min Ischat Shahaloch. But once Parshas Tazria was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, so the whole din changed. So the din is that it's only Bishmini if he Mitmeyaleina. The Pashtus in this line is, what's the machlokes over here? Abai and Ravasi. So Abai seems to hold that we today still observe Bris Mila because of the tzivui that was given to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was given a tzivui that Yom HaShminim Obsar Losai, even though it's not totally Zebizeh with Tumas later. There was no Dina Tumas later, Kodimat and Torah. And Rabasi answers, Nitna Torah Ben Eschat Shalach, that we today observe Mitzvah Mila, not because of the fact that it was given to Avram Avinu, but rather because it was repeated at Har Sinai. Nitna Torah Ben Eschat Shalach, that's what the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis. In Peragid Anoshe, the Mishnah records a machlokes Rabbeinu and the Rabban, a machlokes Atanayim, where the Gid Anoshe was nitna lebnei Yankiv, or is only given in Har Sinai. So the Pashup Pshat in the machlokes Tosfos lines, the Pashup Pshat machlokes is when the Chumash says that the Yankavinu had a fight with the Malach, and Malach broke his leg. Al-Kain li-Yochel b'nei Yisrael. This Gid Anoshe, how do you translate b'nei Yisrael? The children of Yankov Avinu didn't need the Gid Anoshe. Right away, it was the din of Gid Anoshe was given. Or b'nei Yisrael means the Jewish nation, and the mitzvah was not given at that time. It was only given at Har Sinai. And why is it written here in Chumash Bereishis? You should know the historical background. If the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe will be written somewhere else in Chumash, not in connection with the incident with the Malach fighting on Yom Kippur, you wouldn't know what's the reason for Gid Anoshe. So that's the Poshep Shat. Machlek is when the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe given. So the Rambam quotes a Medrash Rabbah that it's not so. The Rambam in Hilchus Malachim gives you the whole Hishtalshalos Advarm. The end of Hilchus Malachim, he starts off by writing the Sugis in Sanhedrin, Adaf Nun Ches, about Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Noach is spelled Nun Ches, it happens to be Adaf Nun Ches in Sanhedrin. So the Rambam says that six mitzvahs were given to Noach, to Adam Arishan, six mitzvahs were given. The mitzvah of Eved Menachai wasn't given because he had to be a vegetarian. He had no head to eat flesh bechlal. Then after the Mabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave permission to Noach to eat all flesh, kiyere kesev nasata lachem liochle, you're permitted to eat flesh, you're permitted to kill the animals in order to eat the flesh, just like you're allowed to eat the vegetables. So at that time, the mitzvah of Eved Menachai was nischadish. We call it Sheva Mitzvahs Benenech, because Adam Rishon was only given the first six. He wasn't given Eved Menachai. That's what the Rambam quotes in the Gemara. So the Rambam says, this is the way the world was running till the days of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was given one additional mitzvah, namely Bris Milah, and he instituted the Shachris. Then Yitzchak Avinu was given an additional mitzvah that he has the ability to be Mafresh Maisris, because the Rambam was quoting a Medrash Rabbah, because the Pasuk says that Yitzchak went to Vahira Boretz Melvad HaRav HaRishon Shehoya B'mei Avraham. He was on his way to go down to Mitzrayim, just like Avraham Avinu did when there was a famine, went down to Mitzrayim. Shouldn't go down to Egypt because you're an Ola Tmima, you're not allowed to go down. Gur Baretz Hazos. Then it says, Yitzchak Baretz Ahivim, so Shamei Shorim. It turned out he planted and it was 100 times more than he expected was going to grow. Even though it was a Shnas Batzaris, and even though it wasn't Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't Eretz Yisrael, it was Cholav Dvash, it was Gush Katif over there, it was Hevel Aza. And it wasn't, in the days of Avraham Avinu, that wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Yitzchak Avinu on this occasion, so it became part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk says that it was surprising, even though Baretz Ahi wasn't Eretz Yisrael, Bashana Ahi was a Shnas Batzaris, and nonetheless, it was Meir Shorim, it was 100 times more than he expected was going to be. Why was he making a projection? Why was he trying to figure out how much it was going to grow that he knew that it was 100 times what he expected? So Rashi on the Chumash quotes from the Medrash Rabbah, he was making a Omed L'maisris. Yitzchak had the practice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the ability to be Mafresh Maisa. If I go to the store and I buy 10 Sidurim and I'm Mafresh one as Maisa Rishon, that's ridiculous. There is no Maisa Rishon. It's not gidule karka, it's not fruits or vegetables, and it's chutzlarts. Well, what are you doing? You can't. I buy 10 hats and I give one hat to the Levi. That's not my serishin. So why did Yitzchak be mafresh maises? It is nothing. If it's not tevel, you can't be mafresh maises. It means our Kodesh Baruch gave him the ability. It doesn't seem that he was mitzavah him to be mafresh maises, but he gave him the ability to be mafresh maises as an enem mitzvah v'yosef. That was a chiddush. Before the days of a Yitzchak, it didn't exist. So the Medrash Rabbah has that. The Yitzchak was given the mitzvah. Avram wasn't its tava alamila. Yitzchak hifrish maisris, and he introduced the tfilos mincha. And Yankov was nitztava and gira noshe, and he was the one who introduced tfilos mairif. Vayiv gabam mokom vayolon sham. The Gemara says ain't pigiya. The tfilos and emar. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Tehillim. The pigiya is tfil. So the Medrash says that each one of the others was given an additional mitzvah. So the Rambam says, Adam Rishon was given six mitzvahs. The Nech was given the seventh mitzvah. That's why we call it Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Nech. He was given the Eid Menachai, when it was huta to eat the flesh. And then that's the way the world was running to the days of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov. Avram was given an additional mitzvah, Yitzchak an additional mitzvah, Yankov an additional mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Pshat and the Medrash Rabbah, what's the Medrash driving at, that each one of the others was given an additional mitzvah? Because the Psukim talk about Brisa Yitzchak, Rafa's Brisa Yankov, Rafa's Brisa Avram Eskar. It was a Brisa with Avram, and a Brisa with Yitzchak, and a Brisa with Yankov. Brisa means a Kedushas Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him Kedushas Yisrael. So Kedushas Yisrael means Kedushana B'mitzvah, so it's Ivano. So it sounds from the psukim that there was a separate bis with Avram and a separate bis with the Yitzchak and a separate bis with Yankov. But he needed a separate bis because each one was given an additional mitzvah. And to the extent that you have chiyuv mitzvahs, to that extent you have kedushas Yisrael. So Avram Avinu had an incomplete kedushas Yisrael, and Yitzchak Avinu had a little more, but still incomplete. Yankov had a little more, still incomplete. Then the Rambam writes, and this is the way the world was going with these seven mitzvahs ben Erech and the three additional ones from Avram, from Yitzchak and from Yankov, until they were Mitzrayim. And then Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, was a Novi. The Rambam quotes some Medrash, and he was given additional mitzvahs in Mitzrayim. In the Gemara, we don't know that. So the Rambam was quoting some Medrash. And then Avram Avinu, then Moshe Rabbeinu was given a couple of mitzvahs in Mitzrayim, and then on the way to Maimon HaSinai, and then all of the Taryak mitzvahs were given. Most of them in HaSinai, some of them later. Pesach Sheni was given later. Yerusha Bai Bar Slavcha was given later. A couple of mitzvahs were given later. So the Rambam claims, based on that Medrash, for sure, Gidon Nasha was given to Yankov Avinu. That's not the Machlokes Satanaim. The Machlokes Satanaim in the Mishnah Per Gidon Nasha is, why do we today still observe Gidon Nasha? Is it because it was given to Yankov Avinu and it's still binding out of Yom HaZeh? Oh no, the only Novi who was given mitzvahs that are binding L'Doris is Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam says, we paskin that, like the second opinion, that the reason why we today are still obligated to observe the mitzvah of Gidon Asher because it is repeated to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, not because it was given to Yankov Avinu. And then the Rambam adds on, in the Pirush HaMishnah, he has a long essay there on Per Gidon Asher, and he adds on, and the same is true regarding Bris Milah, that we today continue to observe Bris Milah, not because it was given to Avram Avinu. He was a Navi, and the Pasuk, the concluding Pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, and the concluding Pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar practically say the same, that Eila Mitzvah Sachukim HaMishpatim HaShatzib HaShem Es Moshe B'Har Sinai. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was given the mitzvahs that are binding throughout all the future generations. So we today is takanit natorim and eschat shahalocha. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Today we observe Bris Milah not because of the tzibur that was taught to Avram Avinu, but rather because it was repeated at Har Sinai. So when it was repeated at Har Sinai, it was given together with imot me'aleidah. So ein imot me'aleidah is nit. So that's a machlokes amarayim, Ravasi and Abai. We paskin it's a sveik edina. So misofeik, if a baby was delivered cesarean, or if the doctor pulled it out like this, then we would paskin the bris is not dechah Shabbos. What if it happened that the cesarean delivery took place a week before Yom Tov Sheni? So then pischi tshuva in Yaradei quotes from the Nari Bria that's a sveik sveika, because the Mishnah on the next daf. And Kuf Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph, the second Mishnah, three Mishnayos, and Kuf Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. So the middle of the Mishnah says that Milush Lebizmana is also B'Shabbos, also B'Yontif, and also B'Yontif Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. So that's in the days of the Tanaim in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have any Yontif Sheni Shal Golias. So Yontif Sheni Rosh Hashanah is a Kedusha Achaz, Yom Arichta. What about other Yontif Sheni Shal Golias? So that's a Machlokes, is the Rambam and the Rosh. So Misafek, we don't allow a milush lebizmana on a regular yontif sheni, but if you have a week before the woman has a cesarean delivery, so then it's the Nodi Yehuda quoted by the Pischa Tshuva says it would be mutam itam svek sveka. What's a svek sveka? Maybe the din is that that it's a milu bizmana. Maybe even though it was a cesarean any matmeleid, it's a sveka the din. Maybe it's still nima lishmaina. Avivin tim salima that it's not nima lishmaina. It's not called the Mila Bismana. Maybe the din is like those who shown him that Yant Vishana Shal Goli is he permitted to perform a Mila Shalai Bismana. So because of that Svek Svek, we would permit it. The Svek Svek only applies though on other Yant Vishana Shal Goli is. Okay. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, there is no Svek Svek. So that's what Chasam Soif, Pischa Tshuva quotes a Chasam Soif. Nadi Behuda is the first one that came up with this Svek Svek. And then it's a svek sveka, both are sveka adina. No sof, usually svek sveka is a sofik of mitzias. This is, both of them are sveka adina, where the ein ima tmei leida is ein ima lishmaina, where the milish leib is manu muta yanta v'shenu shal goli is other than the second day Rosh Hashanah. So the Nadiv Yehuda came up with this svek sveka, so it only applies to every other yanta v'shenu. Then the Chasam Sofer, quoted by the same Pischei Tshuva, raises a possibility. Maybe even on Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. Maybe there's room to be makel, even on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, not mitam svek sveka, for other consideration.
Can we do that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Yom Tov Sheni Rosh Hashanah, we don't know that.
No, regular Yom Tov Sheni.
Here they wouldn't do it. In Breuers they say Rabbi Breuer were not allowed, but outside of Breuers everybody follows Nadav Yehuda. Nadav Yehuda was not the rabbi in Frankfurt, but he was a rabbi in Prague, so the rest of the world would follow the Nadav Yehuda. Yeah, they have instructions, the Moilim here, the local Moilim have instructions from Rabbi Breuer not to follow this Nadav Yehuda. I don't know why. Anyway, this shiur, this is what Rabbi Kotler used to live in New York all week long, and he used to come to Lakewood on for Shabbosim, and he used to give the shiur on Shabbos. So they say that when he gave this shiur that's printed in the Shnas Rabbaran, where he was discussing this Chasam Sefer, whether there's room to be mekel to perform the Bris Milah on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, the Yotzei Dofen, even though there's no Svek Sveker, so he had a negative, a very sharp negative comment against the Chasam Sefer. Some say he made a mistake because it's enough in the Gemara Chulin, and then when he had Shalom Shalom afterwards, he accidentally cut his finger with the knife. He was cutting the challah, and he cut his finger with the knife. He started to bleed, so he took it as a sim that it was a little too sharp when he said the shiur, when he was lambasting the Chasam Sofer. But they printed it exactly the same way he said it. In print, it says he has enough in the Gemara against the Chasam Sofer. So the whole story that they say, that he felt bad, that he expressed himself like that, that's the way they printed it, same way. It was printed way after he passed away. Okay, so he didn't check it over. Then the Gemara quotes the halachas from the Pesukim in Chumash. Gemara Kuflam and Hamad Beis. There's Yilid Bayis and there's Miknas Kesef. So the Gemara says, Eved Kenayni. We're talking about Eved Kenayni. So a Yilid Bayis means I have a Shivcha Kenaynis and she has a baby. So the Torah says, Isha Viladeh till Adenau. Since the mother was a Shivcha Kenayni, she belongs to me. So the Vlad is mine also, Aroy Ashbach. And since, let's say, you have a mixed marriage, and the mother is Jewish. The father is not Jewish, so the child is Jewish. There are three different opinions. And the Tanan, we paskin, it's all depends on the mother. So the same, what if the mother is a Shivcha Kneinis? The mother is only Chayv and Mitzvahs Kisha. She is an Isha. She's a Shivcha Kneinis. Oh, she is an Isha. But if the mother is a Shivcha Kneinis, it doesn't matter who the father is. She's going to have a Zohar, a boy, that's going to be an Ebek Kneini. He's going to have Kedushas. Isha v'ledeh till adenah, the Eved Kenayni, the blood belongs to the Adon, because Aroy Hashbach, and Eved Kenayni has the Kedushas Eved Kenayni, the blood has a din like an Eved Kenayni, it's Chayv HaMitzvus Ki Isha. So that's called the Yilid Bayis. I own the mother, and she was Tovla L'Shem Geiris, she has a Kedushas Shivcha Kenaynis, and she gives birth to a baby, so that's Yilid Bayis. So that Yilid Bayis, there's a din of Nima L'Shmaino, just like when a Jewish baby boy is born, so it's Nima L'Shmaino. And since Nima L'Shmaino, the Gemara's Lashon is Hobah Talya, whenever the baby is Nima L'Shmaino, it's Derech HaShabbos. So here, the Yilid Bayis also Nima L'Shmaino, so the din is that it's Derech HaShabbos. Yeah, that's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. The din is that it's Derech HaShabbos. What if I buy, a Nochri has slaves, and he sells a little baby to me. It sells a little baby boy. So that's a miknas kesef. I bought the baby and I want to be megayer him the shame Eved Kenayni. So then the Gemara says, based on the psukim, that there's no din of shmini. Then the din is that it's a nima le'echot. The first day that I buy the baby, I can perform the bris milah right away. Medically, you can perform the bris milah. If a baby boy is born to a Jewish mother, you can also perform the bris milah the same day. There's no sakana, but the Torah says you have to wait till the Yom HaShmini. So here the Torah doesn't say. The Pasha Pshat is that, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, the Pasha Pshat is that there's a basic difference between Yilid Bayis and Miknas Kesef. Yilid Bayis, when the baby was born, he already has a Kedusha Sebek 90. He already has Kedusha, he saw that it's Chayv and Mitzvah Ki Isha. So the milah is only a milah shal mitzvah. Mashenik can, if I buy a baby boy from a nochri who owns slaves, and I want to be megayer him, so that milah is going to be a milah shal geiris. So milah shal geiris, there is no din of shmini, and therefore it's not doicha shas. That's the pashtus, that there is no din of yom hashmini by geiris. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva in Chelek Yerideya, where he quotes a marsha on the last gemara, on Kuf Lamed Zayin and Beis, where the marsha and the Bnei Yisoschar also has this in his sefer. Bnei Yisoschar was a chassidish rebbe, a pish melech dinever. So he wrote a sefer on mitzvahs that's called Derech Pikudecha. We mention it once in a while. So he goes, I'll say there are mitzvahs like the sefer Achinuch, but it conks out in the middle of Nuns, middle of Parshas Mishpatim. And the chassidim have two versions, whether he never wrote the rest. He wrote on all the Taryag mitzvahs, and the rest was lost. But the first mitzvah is Pirei Rebbe, the second mitzvah is Milo. So under the mitzvah Milo, he talks about Milos Hager, and he assumes that the Pashin, you cannot be Mal Hager before he's 8 days old. And the Pashtus is not like that. Pashtus says that you can be Mal Hager. I mentioned the other day that I was telling this to Rabbi Gifter. He says, Shinatoa Zhazach. I told him that I've been a Tam. Says like that. There's a Tosfos on Avodah Zarah. Says that Rabbeinu Tam said something that's not worthy of saying over. So Tosfos doesn't say what the Rabbeinu Tam said, but the Ozer Ruh quotes it. The other Balei HaTosfos on Avodah Zarah quoted. So he says, Hinei Tozer Rabbeinu Tam. So I showed him the Ozer Ruh. So he said he couldn't believe it. Rabbeinu Tam claims like that. You cannot be mal, a goyish baby, before the 8th day, because it's Mila Tochshmain. And that's what the Masha has at the end of the fairy. So the Ech Pekedecha is like this, and the Chasam Sofer quotes it. But the Pashtus is not so. The Pashtus is that there's no din of Shmini. That's exactly what Miknas Kesem means. When you buy an Ebet Kanaini from a Nochri, he does not Kedusha as Ebet Kanaini. You're going to be Malhim L'Shem Geirus. So that's a din. A Nima Lechot, you can be Malhim the same day that he was born. But if he's a Yilid Bayis, then when he's born, he already has Kedusha Yisrael. He's already Chayv and Mitzvah Keisha. He was born to a mother who was a Shifcha Kanainis. So then the din is that it's Nima L'Shmana.
Miknas Kesef, you can wait as long as you want. Is that
the Ninyan
too?
Tosis quotes here from the Gemara Perek HaFeletz and Kuf Lamed Hei on the base, Tosis is Maschal, Kigon. Kigon, Shalakach HaMenosh Shalolot HaTbilon. The Pashtus there in the Gemara is that it's not right to buy an Evet Kanaini and not to be Megayer him. You have a goy running around the house. So the Gemara says it's not proper. You should only buy an Evet Kanaini if you plan to be Megayer him, and you should be Megayer him as soon as possible. Otherwise, you're going to make trey for all the wine in the house. You're going to think that he's Jewish. He's going to.
But there's nothing about the 5th day or the 12th day. Or the 12th.
Right. There's no din of Shemini.
Yeah. Situation.
Right. The Shemini is only to say Yilid Bais. That's what the Gemara says. Miknas Kesef is Nima Ba'echot. The Pashtus is because Miknas Kesef is a Milush al Geiris. And Yilid Bais is a Milush al Mitzvah. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa that there's a Machlekes Hatanaim Rebbe Choma. That's what they corrected. And now Gemara it says Rav Choma. Rav Choma means that he's an Amor who lived in Bavel. Rav means a reverend. He never got smicha. The Pashtus says he was a Tana. So the Pashtus says it should say Rebbe Choma. Well, most of the Tanaim lived in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, you can get smicha. Some of the Tanaim didn't have smicha. Ben Zayman, Ben Azai, they were young. They never got smicha. They died young. They never got smicha. But the Pasha Bashad, he was a Tana who lived in Eretz Yisrael. Probably had smicha. Rebbe Choma. So there's a machlokes Tanaim regarding this din of Yilid Bayis. Yilid Bayis Nima L'Shmaina. So Rebbe Choma says the only time it's Nima L'Shmaina is if Hitbilo v'chakach yolda, if he was matbil the mother as a shivcha k'nainis, let's say I buy a non-Jewish, someone has slaves. How to get the slaves? They went to war and they captured all these people in war and they balabatav over them. That's kibush mochama. The goyim are kind of, whenever you go to war, whoever wins the war, is kind of everything with Kibish Muhammad. So it's kind of the karka, kind of the metaltalim, kind of the people. So then he owns these people. So if he wants, he can sell them as a slave to a Jew. So the Jew buys the Nochris, and then the Nochris has a baby. But he was never Megayer the Nochris, L'shem Shivcha K'nainis. So is that also called Yilid Bayis? Maybe it's only called Yilid Bayis if the mother was Tovlo, L'shem Geirus, So then she has a kedusha shivcha knainis, chayv mitzvahs keisha, partial kedusha sisrael. So then she gives birth to a baby. So then it's called the milush al mitzvah, because the baby was Jewish. The baby has a kedusha evet knaini even before you perform the bris milah. If you buy a goyish baby from a goy, and the mother was not a shivcha knaini, so that's a miknas kesef, so that's a milush al geris. But if the mother was already tovla l'shem geris, and then she's yolda, tovla v'hakach yolda, so then it's called, that's what Rav Chama says, then it's called a yilid bais, and then it's nimo l'shmein. So the Gemara quotes a braisa that that's a machlokes hatana, Rabbi Chama and a chachamim. Would you call the milo on the baby of a yilid bais, that it's nimo l'shmein, even if the mother was not tovla in advance, or only if the mother was tovla? So the Gemara says, Kitanoi, this machlekes hatanoim is identical with the machlekes Rabasi and Abaya on Amid Aleph. Whether you connect the two, you say, Mila Bismana Bishmini is only if she's ima tamei oleidu or not. So the Gemara is assuming that the assumption of the whole daf is that just like a Jewish woman who gives birth to a baby, there's a din of tumas yoledes. So Shivcha Knainis gives birth to a baby, there's also a din of tumas yoledes. Tosfos in Pesachim writes they're not sure. Is there din? Let's say a non-Jewish woman gives birth to a baby. So there's no din of tumas yoledes. If a non-Jewish person dies, there's a din of tumas meis. There is a din of tumas meis. Just the machlokes hatanaim where the meis yakim amitami ba'ohel, but the amitami b'maga b'masa. But let's say a nochri becomes a zav or a mitzora, a nochri becomes a yoledes or a zava. So there's no din of neither zava yoledes. All these tumas. Tumas Meis does apply, but Tumas, all the other Tumayot and Lagufa doesn't apply. So Tosfos writes, they're not sure whether Shivcha Knainis, who gives birth to a baby, is a Shivcha Knainis Tameya. From our Gemara is Muchach Lehedya that yes. Because the Gemara quotes Ravasi, and we pass on the Sveik Edina, the only time the Milo is Bishmini and is Decha Shabbos, or Behotalia, if it's Bishmini, then it's Decha Shabbos, is if ima tmei oleda, if ima not tmei oleda, not. The Gemara says on Amid Beis that the machlokes hatanoim, whether the baby's milo, the milo of the b'knaini, the baby is bishmini or not, it depends whether tovla before or not, the machlokes hatanoim. So the Gemara says, oh, this is exactly the machlokes. Do you require ima tmei oleda or not? So the premise of the Gemara is clearly that a shivcha knaini, who gives birth to a baby, is tmei oleda. And the Gemara says they're not sure. Very strange. Well, how can Taisa say they're not sure?
Because the Mitzvah here is a suffix. If you're kind of Shivcha Uvlada Yisrael, if that's considered
I mean, a Jewish person has a Shivcha Knainis who is Tavla L'shem Geirus, she's Chayva Mitzvahs Keisha, and then I buy the baby. So the baby, when it was born, was already Kaddish B'Kedushas Evet Knaini. So it's already a Milush Al Mitzvah, no? So Min HaZchina is not sure?
Yeah, it's not sure.
Uh-huh. So Leitchik thought it's a double poshet, that for sure. That he thought that Miknas Kesa means that it's a Milushal Geirus, that's why there's no din of Shemini. And Yilid Bais is a Milushal Mitzvah, because the baby is Jewish anyway, even if you won't do the Milah. Baby will be Jewish. So the Gemara says that this Machloik is Kitanoi, the Machloik is Amaroim, and Amar Aleph, Abai, and Rabasi, is really a Machloik is Hatanoim, Rabbi Choma, and the Chachamim and the Braise. When you say that the Mila is Bishmini and is Decha Shabbos, is that only if the mother was Tovla, the mother's Shivcha, only if the mother was Tovla first and then Achakach Yolda, so it's Ima Tamei Oleid, or even if Lei Tovla? That's what the Rishonim raised the question. Tema, the top Tosfos says, Tema, Hevezok, that's the Machloikas Rab Chama and the Chachamim, whether you require Ima Tamei Oleid. The Pashup Shat has nothing to do with that. If the mother was not Tovla in advance, who says you need Ima Tmei later? The mother was not Tovla in advance, she's not Jewish. So how can it be a Milush al Mitzvah? The baby is born, the baby is not Jewish. So it's a milah shel geiris there. Not the same as saying kol she'einim etmeir leida. Einim etmeir leida means the mother, the woman has a cesarean delivery. The mother is Jewish, the baby is Jewish, everybody's Jewish. And the milah is a milah shel mitzvah. Just Rav Asi claims that it's totally zebzeh. There's only a din of shmini and haba hatal. There's only derech Shabbos. If it's a din of shmini, if it's ima tameya leida. But here it's a, you can say it's a different reason why. If the mother was never tovla, she does not have kedushas shidcha knainis. So the baby is a goy gomer. So how can you say that there's a din of milush al mitzvah that it should be b'shmini? That's what Tosfos says, a pella. Why the Gemara thought that this is the machlokes hatanaim? That's what it says in the Gemara. That this is the machlokes hatanaim. That's what the Minchas Chinuch HaMitzvos Milah quotes from the Hafloa. We mentioned, I think, on the first day when we started the Perek, that the Gemara says the mother is not Mukhiyav in Milas HaBein. So there's a Diyun in Achrayim, which is a woman Mukhiyav in Milas Evet Knaini. A woman buys an Evet Knaini. A Jewish woman owns an Evet Knaini. She Mukhiyav in Milas Evet Knaini or not. So there's a steer between different Gemaras. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes from the Hafloa, a suggestion, Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was very sharp, that the Hafloa wants to distinguish between Elid Bais and Miknas Kesef. The women are potter from Milas HaBein, that's Midush al Mitzvah. And a Elid Bais, the baby is born, he already has Kedusha Sevi Knaini, because the mother had a Kedusha Shivcha Knainis. So that's a Midush al Mitzvah. So women are potter from the Mitzvah of Midush al Mitzvah. But if you buy a Miknas Kesef, and the milah is the milah shel geiris. So that the pashta says, where is the mocker to establish that women are potter from milah of geiris? Women are only potter from milah shel mitzvah. But if it's a milah shel geiris, a miknas kesef, the women should be mechuyev. That was Tosfos in Kiddushin and Daf Chav Tes asked the Kasha, why does the Gemara need a pasuk of Yom Tov Oso below Oso? It says that Avraham Avinu fulfilled the mitzvah of Milah by Yom Tov Oso, the day he was commanded, only he was commanded, his wife was not commanded, that the mother is not Mechuyav in Milah Sabein. So Tosfos says, why do you need a pasuk to indicate that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Milah Sabein? Isn't it as Zman Groma? That's Tosfos' Kasha. So Tosfos there in Kiddushin on Daf Chav Tes gives a suggestion as a teretz that there is a machlokes hatanaim. You're not supposed to perform the bris milah before the eighth day. Shouldn't it perform the bris milah even the night in between the seventh and the eighth day? Even balai they shouldn't do. What if it's already milah shel ebezman? The whole eighth day went by, and now it's already the night after the eighth day. So that's Tosfos quotes. That's a machlokes hatanaim in Yevamos where the milah shel ebezman also has to be by yom. It's even good by Lava. So we pass on the halacha, even Milush Leibizman has to be by Yom. So Taisa says, but maybe this Gemara that in Kiddushin that required a pasuk. It should be on Daf Chav Tes. When they quote the pasuk, Biyom Tzav Oso, Oso Velo Oso. Obviously, you didn't attend too many bris, and usually the fathers say Divrei Torah on this Taisa. Everybody says that by Torah to answer Tosfos' kasha. Here, Oso v'lo Oso. On Chof Tes Amad Aleph, Tosfos Dima Maschal, Oso v'lo Oso. Dim Taima, Loma Likra Tepiklei, the mitzvah says, Shaz Man Groma, Shanimu Bishmini L'Leido, Nashim should be Potter. So Tosfos says, the Gemara goes with that opinion, they quote in Ha'orel, and the Afayin base, there's a Machlokes Hatanoim. But the Milush Leibizmanu also has to be Bayom, or it can even be Balayla. So we Paskin, even Milush Leibizmanu also has to be Bayom. But there was an opinion in it, Tanoim, that Milush Leibizmanu may be Balayla. So Tosfos says, according to that opinion, that's not called a Zman Groma. Zman Groma means you can only, there's an earliest date and a later date. You circumscribe Zman when you can only shake a lulav on the first day Sukkot, not early and not later. But if you can't perform the bris milah till the eighth day, but then you can perform it whenever you want. So that's avorta before the eighth day. It's not called arla. But after the eighth day, there's no time restriction you can do by yom balayla. That's not called as magram. That's what Tosfos says. So they said that this gemara goes shaloi kalach. So the Shagasari has a tshuva where he talks about Tosfos kasha. So he thinks Rav Soloveitchik liked that Shagasari. So the Shagasari says he doesn't think that that should be called as magram. Even if the gemara would go the way we paskin la locha, that even a milush lebizmana has to be done by yom, you can't do balayla. It's not called as man groma. Man groma means man is gorim de chiyuv. If there's no chiyuv balayla, but he said there is a chiyuv balayla. Let's say he said if in Perikah Orel, in towards the end of Yivam's Perikah Orel, it says that a kohen who's an Orel is not allowed to eat truma. Why is the kohen an Orel? He's in Mesa Echa Machmas Milo. So Rashi says, Mesa Echa Machmas Milo. Rashi can't visualize how can it be a Jew is not going to perform the Bris Milo. So he says, the Halacha says he's not allowed to do because there's a Sakana. Mesa Echa Machmas Milo. And the Rabbi in the time and Tais disagrees. No, it's Mesa Echa Machmas Milo. He's not Mechiv to be Mal himself, not Mechiv. So he's not Pasal Echel, Karban Pesach. He's not Pasal Echel, but Truma. The only time an Oral is Osal Echel Truma and Osal Echel, Karban Pesach is when he's a mumah la'arelis, he doesn't want to fulfill the mitzvah, but if he's a choyle, a mesukon, that you're not allowed to do the bris milah, so then he's permitted to eat the truma. So that's what the Shagasari has to kasha coin to Rabbi Natam, that the only time he's saying oral is not allowed to eat korban pesach is if he's mechuyev to be mal himself, but if he's not mechuyev to be mal himself, like a mesrech or machmas milah, then he's mutalech or korban pesach. So every oral should be allowed to eat korban pesach, because achid korban pesach is balaylo. Balayla is no chiyuv mila. You never mechuyev lama balayla. So you should be allowed to eat korban pesach. But you have to become emunah on the korban pesach. You have to become emunah in the daytime before you shecht it. In the daytime there is a chiyuv mila. He can answer the kasha. But then he asks, you're going to tell me a chiddush, according to Rabbi Natam, that a kohen oral is allowed to eat chuma every night? In the daytime he can't eat chuma. Every night he can't eat chuma? Because no chiyuv mila balayla. He thinks that that's a mistake. He thinks once it comes to Yom HaShmini, there's a Chiyav Mila constant. By Yom HaBalayla, there's a Chiyav Mila. And therefore, since there's a Chiyav Mila Balayla, so he's not allowed to eat Truma even Balayla. It's just that we pass on Halacha that it's the Zman Chiyav HaMila, but it's not the Zman Hechsher HaMitzvah. You can only fulfill a mitzvah by Yom, you can't fulfill Balayla. So the Shagzai thinks not like this. He thinks that since there is a Chiyav Mila Balayla also, just that it's not the Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's not the Zman Hechsha HaMitzvah, he thinks that that's not called Zman Groma. Zman Groma means Zman is Gorim the Chiyuv, that there's a circumscribed Zman where there's a Chiyuv to perform the Mitzvah. You can't perform it earlier, you can't perform it later. Not you can't perform. You're not Mechuyiv before, you're not Mechuyiv after. But by Bris Milah, once it comes Yom HaShmini, you're Mechuyiv L'Yonam Voit to perform the Bris Milah. True, you can't do it by Laila, that's not called, that's a Machlaik, it's Taisus and Shagazari. What's the definition of Zman Grom? Zman is Gorim the Chiyuv, Shagazari claims. Zman is Gorim that it's the Hechsher, that you're able to fulfill the mitzvah. So he thinks that it should be the Gorim the Chiyuv.
But Miknas Kesev is different.
Miknas Kesev is a Mila Shel Geiros, yeah. Gantam is a different kind of Mila, Mila Shel Geiros.
But that's also you don't do it night.
Ah, so how do you know? That's a good question. How do you know? Let's say a goy comes to a non-Jewish man converts. Is he mechuyev in mitzvahs milo? That we paskan the milo is ma'akev. Let's say one town holds that the tefillah is ma'akev and the milo is not ma'akev. We don't paskan like that. We paskan that mol v'lo tovah is a goy gomer. You can't bid bench mezumin with him. It's not the perik shlosh shachlo. Mol v'lo tovah, a tovah v'lo mol is a goy gomer. You need both milo and tefillah and kabbalas on mitzvahs. Everything is ma'akev. But there is a tana. And Yivam is Daf Memhei. The Rizvahan is of the opinion that Tovol Volemol is Jewish. So why you mechiv to do the Mila? Because of the mitzvah of Mila, or because it's a Maisa Geirus? So the Pashta says that it's both. It's the mitzvah of Mila. So the mitzvah of Mila has to always be done by Yom. Even the Yelid Bayis, where the Mila is a Mila Shel Geirus. Or even if you have a goy gomer who's converting, you're doing mila l'shem geiris. Mila l'shem geiris has to also be a mila shal mitzvah. Right now he's a goy, But after we're going to do the milah, then we're going to do the tefillah, then we're going to say, well, he's a Jewish man, he's mechuyav to perform milah. And we did it balayla, so it's no good. So the pashto says he better do the milah by yom, because after he's going to have the milah and the tefillah, he'll be Jewish. Then we're going to look at him and say, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of milah. So the answer is he did fulfill. When he had the milah by yom, he was yotze the mitzvah of milah. That's what we assume. That's what we assume, that the milah shel geiros has to function also as a milah shel mitzvah. So we learn that from the pasuk, b'yom hashmini imo b'sara losai, that the milah shel mitzvah has to be done by yom. So the milah shel geiros also has to be done by yom. That's what we assume. Then the Gemara mentions a little bit a fascinating topic, a machleg zabiechan a reish lokish, but ikinye peres kikinye la guf domi, ikinye peres lav kikinye la guf domi. This is a shas topic on the side of the Gemara in the margin. They give you all the cross references, so many different mesichtes. The Gemara says, this is one of the, usually when there's a machleg zabiechan a reish lokish was a Talmud or a biechanam. So usually, ein halacha k'talmid b'makom harav. Usually we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, but there are three amar rava. Rava says there that in Yivamas daf lamed vav, lamed beis, that there are three exceptions to the rule where the consensus was like Rish Lakish. There are three cases where you pass like Rish Lakish. This is one of the three. That Rish Lakish holds kinyan peres is lav kinyan aguf dami. Rabbi Yochanan holds kinyan peres is kinyan aguf dami. Yeah. How is it relevant over here? How is it relevant over here? So the Gemara says, "Belokech shivcha leubra." I buy a shivcha knainis from someone else, but I don't want to own the shivcha knainis. I'm only buying the shivcha knainis. The Gemara has an ezel neshech. There's a machlekes hatanaim. Can you make a kinyan on a dovish labaliyano? Machlekes amena chachamim. A mayor says he can make a kinyan lachalamid. Let's say I have a Gemara, but I'm still learning Masechah Shabbos. But at the end of the week, I'm not going to need it anymore. So I'll make a kinyan with you that should take effect after Shabbos. Should take effect next week. So there's such a thing as a kinyan lachalamid. You can sell karka lachalamid. You can sell metaltalim lachalamid. You can give a shtar kedushin lachalamid. You can give a get lachalamid. You can offer shtruma lachalamid. You make kinyanim lachalamid. So what if I make a kinyan on a dovish lo bali yodam lachalamid? Let's say I have a whole farm, and I have a whole, let's say, this fellow showed me his pardes where the grapes are growing, and all the grapes are orla now. And another couple of years, nothing is going to be orla. So he's going to sell me the grapes that are going to grow, shnas tov shin pei, when nothing is going to be orla. But they didn't grow yet. So we paskin, you cannot make a kinyan on a dovish labalion. We paskin against Reb Meir. So the Gemara says, nonetheless, but the pardes he does own, the field he does own. So what if he sells me the field, deka leperis, he sells me the tree with respect to the apples that are going to grow in Tav Shin Pei. The apple, if he sells me the apples, the peris dekel, it's a dovish lobol yom, didn't grow yet, but the dekel itself, the tree, is in existence. So if he sells me deka leperisov, he tells me the tree with respect to the peris that are going to grow. Whoever owns the tree owns the peris, that's the klal aray ashbach. Whoever owns the karka, akarka shali hishbiach. Aray means akarka shali hishbiach. So what if someone sells me a dekel lit peirosov? So that's legitimate. That's called the make a kinyan on a dovish aboliyonim. Even though the with respect to is a dovish aloboliyonim, because the peris dekel didn't grow yet, that doesn't pose a problem. Because the kinyan is chal on the dekel, not on the peris. So the dekel is baloilam. So you can make such a kinyan. So what the Nami, the Gemara says, I want to sell you an Uber. I have a shivcha knainis and I want to sell you an Uber. The Uber wasn't born yet. The Uber wasn't born yet. So, is that called the dovah shalom b'ali yolam? Let's say I have a cow, I have an animal that's pregnant, and I want to sell the Uber to someone else. So is that called the dovah shalom b'ali yolam? Or it's b'ali yolam? There is an Uber there. There is an Uber there. So the Gemara in the first perik in different mesichtes, the Gemara has it. In the first perik in Tmura, the Gemara has a machlekes Barpada and Rabbi Yechanan. Can you be magdish Uber or not? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan holds Barpada holds he can't be magdish in Uber because it's called Dovish Lobali Oilam. But if you magdish it Kedushas Damim, Kedushas Damim can be chal on a table, can be chal on a chair. So there is an Uber. We don't consider the Uber of Lad yet. So to be Magdush at Korban Oilo, Korban Chatas, Korban Shlomim, how can it be a Korban if it's not an animal? It's right now it's Evram Evarehom. So right now it's not a behemoth b'fnei atzma. If he magdush it leberek abayis of kedushas damim lamizbech, that it can be chal because it does exist as a chefza. So let's say to sell it to, let's say someone's wife is pregnant with a baby girl, and someone was chalishing to marry my daughter. The daughter wasn't born yet. He only wants to be my son-in-law. So he gives me a ring and he says harebitach mekudeshes because my wife is pregnant with a baby. So that's called the davish lebalim. It can't be mekadosh shtik flesh. Right now, the baby wasn't born yet. The baby doesn't exist as a human being yet until the baby is born. So that's called the davar shel abalion. Can he give me the ring before the baby girl is born to say, harabitach mekadesh esli lacha shetelet, after the baby will be born? Can't say he's mekadesh the baby now. The baby doesn't exist as a person. The baby exists as a shtik flesh. Well, let's say I want to sell an Uber to my next door neighbor. I want to sell gezunta hed. You can sell it as a shtik flesh. So here, let's say the Gemara says, I have a Shivcha Knainis. I own a Shivcha Knainis, Kishori Bachamori. That's how the Gemara has a Lashon and Bava Kamma. When you own an Eved Ivri, you only own him like Dekala Peris. That's how the Rishonim say. You only own an Eved Ivri Dekala Peris. If you own an Eved Knaini, that's really Eved Knaini Gufa Kone. That's more so. You own an Eved Ivri, the Gemara also has a Lashon, Gufa Kone, but it's not the same Gufa Kone is owning an Eved Knaini. You own an Eved Knaini, the Gemara in Bava Kamma has a Lashon, Kishore v'chamoro. Chamarta, the Gemara has a Lashon like Chamarta ma'abarta. If you own a chamor, a donkey, a female donkey, and it's pregnant, so if you own a Shivcha Knainis, and the Shivcha Knainis is pregnant, you own the Uber like Chamarta ma'abarta. It's mamish Kishore v'chamoro. If you own an Eved Ivri is Gufa Kone, means it's like Dekal Peris, but it's not the, you don't have mamish and ownership. So here, let's say the person, he has a Shivcha Knainis, he wants to sell the Uber to me. So he wants, he can sell the Uber. It's called the Dovah Shaboli Adam. He can sell it as a Shtik Flesh. He owns it like Hamarta Mabarta. He can sell it. So the Gemara says that's one way to sell is sell the Uber to the other fellow. Or you can sell Lokech Shivcha Le Uber, Deka Le Peris. Deka Le Peris is usually needed because the Peris of Topshin Pei didn't grow yet. It's only Topshin Ayin Dala this year. Paris or Topshin Pei didn't grow yet. So you can't sell a Dovish Labon. The Olam, so you want to sell a Dekal Lit Paris. With respect to is the Dovish Labon. The Dekal is Bol Olam. The Paris are Lob Bol Olam. So that's the Gemara's way around. How can you sell a Dovish Labon? The Olam, sell a Dekal Lit Paris. Here he could have really sold the Uber itself. The Uber is like Hamarta Mabarta. You can sell the Uber. So the Gemara says, what if he didn't sell the Uber? He only sold Shivcha Livloda. The Yushan only Shivcha with respect to the Vlad. Where, if and when the Vlad will be born. When the Vlad will be born, it'll belong to you. So the Gemara says, that's called Kinyan Peris. That the one who bought the Shivcha Livloda owns a Kinyan Peris in the Shivcha. So that will be a machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. What do you say? Kinyan Peris, Kinyan Aguf Dami, or not? What does it mean? Kinyan Peris, Kinyan Aguf Dami? Who's called the Bailam? So according to Rabbi Yechon, whom we don't paskin like, the one who has the Kinyan Peris has the shame Bailam on the mother. He's called the Bailam on the mother. And when the Uber will be born, so then the Uber will belong to him. And we paskin like Rish Lakish, Kinyan Peris Lavke, Kinyan Aguf Dami. That the one who bought the Uber because by buying Shivcha, Liv Lada, he bought an ownership in the Shivcha with respect to the Vlad, but he doesn't own the Shivcha with respect to the Shivcha. Only Deka Lepera, so that's Kinyan Peris Lavki, Kinyan Aguf Dami. So he's not considered, doesn't have a Shem Bailam on the Shivcha. So the Gemara says, in order to have a mitzvah of the Elid Bayis, is Nimo Lishmaina, that's only if you're the Bailim on the mother, who is a Shivcha Knainis. You're a Bailim on the Shivcha Knainis, and then she gives birth to a baby boy of Lad. So then you say, Baal HaShivcha Knainis is Mechuyev to be Mala baby on the Yom HaShmini. But since we paskin, this is one of the three cases that Rabbi says there in Yavamas Daf Lamed Vada Din is like Rish Lakish has King Paris Lav Kikin Aguv Dami. So the one who bought, he didn't buy the Vlad, he bought the mother with respect to the Vlad. So we say that Kenny Peres Lavki Kenny Agud. Now he doesn't have a shame by them on the mother, even though he bought the mother with respect of lot, doesn't have a shame by them. So maybe there's no din of Yelid Bais. Yelid yeah. Bais means that the mother belongs to me. When the Uber is born, the Vlad also belongs to me.
You just put the Vlad itself.
Also not. Yeah, right. Also wouldn't be. The only time there's a din of Yom Mechuyev is if you're the Bailam on the Shivcha and you're also the Bailam on the Vlad. But he says here, he's not the Bailam on the Shivcha because we don't pass like Rabbi Yechonon. You pass in Kenya Paris, love Kenya Naguf. Then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chacham Kol Shlosh that we spoke about, the two dinim. See, the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and all Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is only midi Rabban. So that would have read very well if you would have said waiting till the Yom HaShmini to shech the Behemah is also only midi Rabban. But the Rambam over there sounds like that's their Isa. And Yeridei assumed that that's probably only the Rabban. But the Rambam doesn't agree. The Rambam sounds like it holds, you have to wait till the eighth day, but that's a real din deraisa, a real Sufik Nefel, till the Yom HaShmini. Then the Gemara, and about 10 lines from the top of Kuf Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, the Gemara says, Kitanoi, Omer Abayi, Kitanoi. The line begins with the word Abayi, where it says, Vayikru Yud Aleph. What's Kitanoi? So Rashi says, Nefel Gomur, a premature Vlad. A behemoth gives birth to a Vlad prematurely. It should have been a 9-month pregnancy, and the Vlad was born prematurely. So is that considered a Chai? And then when it dies, it's a base? Or do you say, no, it's not a Chai at all? A Minaf Kamina? Minaf Kamina, where there's no din of Avela. See, if a woman gives birth to a baby, and it's premature, and then it dies 2 days later. So we want to know, was it alive, and then it died, you have to observe Avela. So it wasn't alive, it was never alive in the first place. It's always considered a Nefel. What's your man afkamin over here by the Behema? The Behema gives birth prematurely to a Vlad. So what's the nafkamin? What did he say? It was alive, and now it died. So nafkamin is, what if you're going to shecht it? Will the shechita be metar midein Avela? So the Gemara says, Lai mikir tanoi, there is a machlokes hatanoim, whether shchitos and taharos or not. So the Gemara says, no. My lab hokam fligi, marsa v'chai, marsa v'mesu. Gemara says, no. So why do they only argue whether shchita of a nefel is mitarim nevela, mitarim de nevela? Somebody should say that shchita is mata b'achila. If you have a vlad of an animal, a kosher animal, an eagle is born, a kosher animal is born prematurely, and then you shecht it. When anybody say you're allowed to eat it? So Gemara says, no, of course not. Why? Because the shechita is not chal on a dead animal. And a nephil is considered a dead animal. So that they all agree. The machlokes hatanaim only is whether it's matarim nevela. What's enough? Why should it be different? If you say that the nephil is considered like is dead, and that's why shechita is not chal, because you can't shech the dead animal. Shechita is not chal to be mata b'achila. How can you say the shechita is chal to be matayim de nevela? So Gemara says, why not? You find a case like that by treifa. That treifa is also b'achila, and still the shechita is matayim de nevela. So from this Gemara you see, like the Rambam wrote, so the shaila is, why did the Torah prohibit eating treifa? Let's say I go to the butcher shop and I buy meat, kosher meat, and I mix it with milk and I cook on meg basav chol. Or let's say I have a kosher animal and I shecht it l'shem avodah zarah, tikruvus avodah zarah. So that's a zayta geiser. That's not an isa nevela. It was kosher flesh and I cooked it with milk. I made it basav chol. It was kosher flesh and I makter it l'avodah zarah. I made a zayta geiser. So what's the isa treifa? So the Pasha Pshad one could have said, treifa is because it's a diseased animal. It's not healthy. The Torah says it's not healthy. So you see from the Gemara, like the Rambam, that's not the reason. Shechitas treifa is not chal. Just like shechita is not chal on a mace, if an animal dies first and then you shecht it. Shechita is not chal on a dead animal. Shechita means the correct way to kill the animal is through shechita. So then it's materit b'achila. So shechita is not chal on a dead animal, and a treifa is considered kemeis benegeta shchita. That's what the sifin is about. The Rama writes like that, that treifa is tchilas nevela. The Rama paskins any surim is tar from zemze. There's machlok zataraim in the Mishnah and Makkos, how much non-kosher food they have to eat in order to get malchus. So Reb Shimon holds kol shuhul a malchus. If you eat a tiny speck, you get malchus, and we paskin, you have to eat a kazayis. So then, once we paskin, need a kazayis, does it have to be a kazayis of one iser, or can you have half a kazayis of basa b'cholam and half a kazayis of chazer? So that's machlokes by the isurim mitzar from zem zeh. There any isurim mitzar from zem zeh. So we paskin any isurim mitzar from zem zeh. Has to be a kazayis of one iser. So the Rama writes a chiddush. Rama writes, if you eat a half a kazayis of nevela, half a kazayis of treifa, it's mitzdarfim, because treifa is tchilas nevela. They got it from this Gemara. The Gemara said that shchitas treifa is not chal, because the treifa is considered like a mace. The treifa is considered like mace, and shchita is not chal on a dead animal. And nonetheless, even though shchita is not chal on it, so it's the same as isa nevela. Nevela treifa, the same isa, that the shchita is not chal on a dead animal. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, even though shchita is not chal and it's also b'achila, because shchita and treifa is not chal, so it's like an isa nevela, but nonetheless, shchita's treifa is mitarim de nevela. That's a pasuk, a drasha from a pasuk. A fantastic chiddush, that shchita's treifa is mitarim de nevela. So that's the machloike satanoim. Would you apply that also to shchita's nefel? Of course, shchita's nefel doesn't help lahata b'achila. Nefel is considered kemeis. Maybe I should say that shchita's nefel is metarim neinavela, just like shchita's treifa is metarim neinavela. So that's a machloikes satanoim. So that's what Rabbi originally thought, kitanoi, that the premise that we had before, if an animal is born prematurely, we treat it like a nefel. Nefel is considered as if it was never alive. So Rabbi thought that is the machloikes satanoim. Is that true? That a nefel is considered kemeis, not considered a chai. Then the Gemara says it's not necessarily true. That they all agree that a nefel is considered kemeis benegeh to shchita. Shchita is not chal on a meis. The machlokes only is maybe it's still metarim de nevela, parallel to shchita's treifa. So taka, why should it not be the same? What's the svar lachalek? So the Gemara says that lod kol lachadoshev is considered like a different min. Ein min is shchita.
Doesn't Rambam also compare shchita's treifa to when I call you chef?
Right, right. The Rambam has a chiddush. He says that just like shchitas treif is metam deinavela, so shchitas akum is also bachila. So the Mishnah says shchitas akum is nevela metame. So the Rambam holds the metame royally that it's only metame midirabbanim, and Torah is not metame. So just like shchitas treif is metam deinavela, so he thinks that shchitas akum is also. It is a good shchita, but when you get to achila, it's also. When you get to mitarim de nevela, he holds that it is a good shchita, mitarim de nevela. That's already a chiddush. That's already a big chiddush. So that's how the Gemara says. The machlokes hatanaim, whether we paskan shchita is not chal on a tray, shchita is chal on a tray for the mitarim de nevela, but shchita is not chal on a nefel. Shchita is not chal if it was premature, it's called a nefel. Shchita is not chal on a nefel. But there was a machlokes hatanaim about it. So Gemara originally thought this is the machlokes where the nefel is kachai, nefel is kemeis. Then the Gemara says, no, shchitas treifa is not mate b'achila, but shchitas treifa is matam denevela. So that's the machlokes. You say shchitas nefel should be the same as shchitas treifa, that is only by me. It should be matam denevela, and maybe I can distinguish that the nefel is ein b'minoi shchita. Nefel is a different min. So that's what we pass, ein b'minoi shchita. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow I think we'll finish the pair. Okay. Tov.
Tomorrow's last year.
Tomorrow's the last year.